systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jamble. Today is a Monday, August 2nd, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Sean.
God, man.
This again. Episode 382, the Monday Funday Show. Thank you so much for joining us. TheJamHole.com/live is where you should be watching these at. You can chat live with a Ustream account for free. You know why they keep their accounts free? Because they put fucking ads on our goddamn page. And I'll tell you something.
Shouldn't they pay us for that?
Yeah, they should pay all of us for that.
Nice.
Because
every time I open it up now, there's an ad on both cams.
And it's never like nice, like an ad for the Humane Society. Please spay and neuter your pets. Today's ad was for our good friend Ed. Also known as ED, a.k.a. Erectile Dysfunction, one of Sean's closest friends.
Yes.
What can you tell us about Ed?
It's a love-hate relationship.
It's good when
it's never good.
No?
No.
Even when you just need to just bone the hell out real quick, like if it's the essence of a quickie.
ED and PE are two different things.
Oh shit, I was thinking it was when you come too quick.
Now,
what's that called?
ED is when you can't get it up.
Oh shit, you ain't coming at all if you can't get it up.
No.
Erectile dysfunction.
Yes.
What's the other one?
Premature ejaculation.
Oh, PE class.
Yes.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a problem for me, really.
Right, right.
Just for whoever's having sex with me, then it's too bad for them.
Good problem to have.
Yeah, I guess.
And actually, I take that back. You can come when your dick is not hard. I've had 4 to 5 instances when I've jerked off and I've just needed to jerk off so bad that, like, I can't even wait for the dick to get hard. Like, I turn on the porn and I touch it and it just blows load
just
all over.
Just whipping the wet noodle around.
Pretty much. It's weird, like, jerking off without a hard on. It's very odd. Amesby says he seems very well informed. He is. Not so well endowed, but very well informed.
Very well
Thank
informed.
You. Thank very. You. My big brain makes up for my little penis.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Is that where all the blood went?
No.
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 It's just big. A lot of dead flesh.
Yeah. A lot of dead brain cells.
Dead weight.
Yeah.
Hold your breath.
Burger says you can use a butt plug to cum.
Yeah. That's the magic. When you when you can come without touching it. The key is you're not touching it because both fingers are up the ass.
Mm. It's nice to see in the new millennium butt play is just totally okay.
Out in the open, if you know what I mean. But I guess you are still touching it. You're just touching it internally.
Yes.
You're going through the back door, so to speak.
Mm.
Speaking of the back door, what'd you do last night?
Sorry, fuck.
You got some hiccups, huh?
Yeah,
do you want to go in the other room and take care of that? Hold on. What is the cat doing over there?
The cat's behind you on the couch.
Shit.
Ah! You scared the cat.
Well, the cat's not going to have hiccups.
I'm trying to get rid of
them. Take two drinks and then go. And then the third breath, hold it in until you can't hold it in anymore. You'll be good. That's what I do. Anyway. I'll tell you something. You put a little bit of lube on anything, and you can put anything else inside of that.
Hmm.
It's very, very impressive how elastic the sphincter muscle can be at times.
Is it?
It is.
Do you know firsthand?
Yeah. I was kind of bummed out a little bit last night, and Dana came over and cheered me up a little bit.
Dana drove all the way across town at like 1 a.m. to come and cheer you up.
Can I just ask?
What?
Yeah.
What were you bummed out about?
Just life in general.
Just life hard.
life is hard sometimes, and I get so overwhelmed.
I had a bad day.
I had a bad day.
Very bad day.
It started with the movie Inception.
Ah.
It ended with anal. So, I mean, all in all, it was an all right day.
So you guys
day.
Had anal sex last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it hurt, Matt?
A little bit. No more than usual, but, you know, you get used to it after a while.
Hmm.
What I try and do if I know I'm going to have anal... Shut up, Sean. What I try and do is... take a big giant dump first, like I'll save it for like a week, and that way I let the dump
really clears up the space in there, huh?
You don't run a marathon and not stretch, right? Same thing.
Well,
you gotta stretch
first. You gotta work at it a little bit.
You gotta stretch first.
You gotta romance the butthole. When
pretty much.
You gotta take your time.
You gotta say, hey, relax, guy. It's okay.
She's a prude lady, she is.
She's
if you tease her long enough, she'll open right up.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
It was good, though, I gotta say.
It was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Pretty damn good.
It was... We've done it before and everything, but not to this extent.
Like, all of it.
All of it.
Right. The whole thing. The whole nine, if you will.
The whole rigmarole.
The whole four and a half.
And then pounded it.
Fucking
pounded it.
So we did go see that movie. Did you like that movie?
Yeah, that movie was really, really good. I liked it a lot.
I liked the CGI in it. I didn't like that it was 2.5 fucking hours long. But I guess when you're in the dream world, as they demonstrated, the real world, maybe 10 seconds goes by. But in the dream world, it's been like 10 years. So I believe that they filmed the movie while still in the dream world, and that's why it was so fucking long.
Maybe. Hmm. I don't know.
Interesting
theory. You started to fall asleep, and then I saw the guys to our left just nodded the fuck out.
They were out like, dude, like,
and then I started to nod out.
30 minutes in. They were fucking snoring and shit. I'm over there. We snuck in a bunch of, like, candy and shit,
because
it's way cheaper, obviously, to go. She rolls in there, she's like, all I have is my messenger bag, and this is like, you know, a full laptop size, like a messenger
bag. That's what
bag.
My bag is for. It's a Ogio, dude.
Yeah.
It's for laptops.
But I was like, you're not gonna get that thing in. She's like, this is my purse.
Like,
and then she's like,
watch me.
I might not get this in. And I'm like, just tell him you're on the rag and you have lots of feminine products. It's a heavy flow.
Jumbo size.
Jumbo size.
Oh, God.
So you were saying the other day this movie got rave reviews.
Yeah, and I was really surprised. I don't know if it's because everyone fell the fuck asleep. Like, no, I shouldn't be me. It was a good movie. It was just too long. I can't stand fucking 3-hour fucking movies, you know? It's too much. If you can't tell your story, unless, like I said, your story is World War II and the Holocaust, like Schindler's List.
Or Lord of the Rings.
Well, that was an epic
trilogy.
That was
like a 10-hour trilogy.
That was an epic trilogy right there.
It was pretty epic.
Fucking A. But, yeah, I don't know. It's cool. I like the DiCaprio guy, and it had some other good actors in it. And the premise was interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. I thought it was really cool.
It kind of reminded me of Shutter Island, though. It was, like, the same premise. Like, at the end, it was the same exact twist. Like, oh, my God, it was you. Fucking cool. Did you guys just rewrite Shutter Island to make it a dream? You took Waking Life and Shutter Island and you had them have sex, and Inception is what came out.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was all right.
I thought the whole idea of the movie was really badass.
See, I was... Okay, maybe I got my hopes up because I'm looking at the IMDb, and the internet is a very tough audience to please. I mean, Exhibit A, the jam hole. The fucking IMDb has them rated almost a 10. It's like 9 point something. And it's very rare. It's very rare for any movie, especially new movies. The only movies that get those really good were the old movies, because everyone's like, oh, it's old, it must be good, which is not the case, but whatever. Mm. And so for a brand new movie to come out and get over like a 7 is like, I was like, holy shit. I have to see this. And so I was expecting just epic greatness.
Yeah.
And what I was given was kind of a washed out dream state, waking life, recycled bullshit.
It was an
interesting take on it. It was all right. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. What's up?
Hey, what's up? It's Glactor. How are you guys doing?
Oh, what's up, Glactor?
Hey, what up, homie?
Not bad. What's going on, man?
Hey, so You're a man of science. I had a question about that movie. I'm going to try and explain it without giving away too many spoilers to the people who haven't seen it.
Fuck them.
So, you know how they're dropping into multiple layers of the dream?
Yep.
All right. So the thing goes over, like, the bridge and whatever, and they lose gravity in that first dream. How come in the other two there was still gravity?
Because the other layers were engineered differently, I think. And it was when the dream states collapse, they collapse in the order they were created. So the first one created is the first one to collapse. And I think if they would have shown the second and the third layers collapsing, they would have also lost gravity eventually. I think. I don't know.
Maybe it was taking longer for them to lose gravity.
Maybe because it was a fucking dream.
Who knows?
I don't know, dude. Interesting, though. I did notice that. What do you
think? I mean, I thought it was a good movie. It's one of those continuity things that showed up, and I was like, what the fuck? So,
and totally just ruined it for me. Well, what do you think it was? Do you think it was just a mistake, or do you think it was on purpose?
I don't know. Like, I've been thinking about it for the last 2 days, because I saw it on Saturday, and I was just thinking. I don't know.
Huh. You should write a letter and ask them.
I will.
Awesome.
Complain to my mom and dad.
How's everything else?
All right, I'll catch you guys later.
All right, man.
Good?
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Good.
I mean, still...
Coming to the live show?
For summer to be up. So. Canceled 2012.
You're in school, right.
Maybe two more years.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks for the call,
man.
All right,
I'll catch you guys later.
All right, holla back. Galactor in the chat. Yeah.
So that movie was pretty cool. I think the wife was beautiful, though.
She was pretty smoking.
For some reason, like, I thought... I don't even know. It wasn't the fact that she was smoking hot. It was her face. Her fucking eyes, dude. It was something about, like, her face.
Well, her eyes were CG.
She was
first
mesmerizing,
of all.
Dude.
No woman, like, has eyes like that unless they're computer generated.
I don't know, man. Like, seriously, she was mesmerizing.
Or contacts.
I was like, holy shit. And then when she gets, like, psycho, I was like, that's cool.
That's so hot.
Like, you're creeping me
you
out.
You could be my psycho any day.
Yeah, it was
when
wicked
you turned
awesome.
On a little bit, Danny.
Well, Leonardo DiCaprio did all that for me, but...
Really?
Yeah.
He is pretty hot when he shuts up.
I thought
up.
He was only attractive to, like, 14-year-old girls.
No, that was Titanic Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
This is
when I was 14.
This is new age, after the beach, after he's actually made the point that, look, I can be an actor that other people besides 14-year-old girls can like. It's like if boy bands could actually go on to make an album that is good. You'd be like, look, you just proved yourself. Wow, you're not just a shitty piece of crap band, you know?
It's like, to me, Justin Timberlake, like when he was with the group
right.
and stuff,
he
was
proved
all
himself
shitty, and then
that
he came out and did stuff by himself
right.
and started making rap with black people.
And actually, he was actually somewhat talented. Like,
yeah.
He was making decent
beautiful
music.
Voice.
It wasn't shit that I listened to, but it was, you know, the talent was there.
That fucker has a beautiful voice, but anyway.
You know who else had a beautiful voice?
Who?
Michael Jackson.
That's true.
Yeah.
Weird coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
anyway.
Not. I don't know.
But yeah, no, Leonardo DiCaprio, he's gorgeous. Like, yeah.
Burger says, is that why Matt got late after the movie?
No. Actually,
I put her in a dream state.
Actually, no, he dropped me off at home, and I was just content to chill. And
that was Saturday we saw the movie, though. Sunday is when you came back.
Oh.
Yeah. We went to your place and chilled the rest of the night Saturday.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, then Sunday, what do we do Sunday?
Just hung out. Because Saturday I had the hot box. And then after that, we went out and ate to the movie.
Yeah, and you guys didn't come to my barbecue.
No, we didn't. What barbecue? You didn't invite me to
I
a
told
barbecue.
You about it. You're like, oh, yeah, we'll be there, man, for sure.
We went to the movie. I told you that.
That was Sunday.
Saturday.
Saturday.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
Saturday
no,
was
this
barbecue.
Sunday, because Saturday you had the hot box. So Sunday we did go and see the movie, and I did come back here that night. So
right.
You did go to drop me off at my house on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then you got all sad kittens, and I
right.
was like,
aww.
I drove all the way across town, stopped at the gas station, bought you some ice cream.
Which I will generously eat after the show.
And came here and made wild, crazy, hot love to you.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. All fucking night long.
Yes, you did.
Like, no joke.
Since I've been hanging out with you again, I haven't been going to sleep till like 3 or 4 in the morning and then going to work. Well, I went to work this morning. I didn't Thursday or Friday, but there was other other problems happening Thursday and Friday, so you wanted me not at work for, which I understand.
Mm.
Yeah. So,
but no, dude, it was last night. I thought it was hilarious because, like, you would wake up kind of and it would wake me up and I'd like just immediately start like raping you again.
I know. It was great.
it was good. Like, it was a lot of fun. I don't know.
Amesby says, aw, Matt eats like a girl when he's sad.
He does.
Sometimes.
It's cute. It's adorable.
So I can't be sad too much, otherwise I'll turn into a big fat fuck again.
I have to bring you ice cream. I'm like, ice cream cheers me up.
It's diet ice cream. Diet ice cream. I know it's getting bad when she's bringing me Crystal Light bars.
Oh.
My God, these are horrible, but I can't stop eating them.
No, I wouldn't do that.
So was there anything else you wanted to say or ask me before Sean tells us about his interaction this week? This is amazing. You guys, I can't wait to hear this story. Well, I've been trying to get this out of him all weekend. He's like, no, dude, gotta save it for the show. I'm like, just tell me. I'll pretend to still laugh or whatever.
Hmm.
Well, so... After everything that's gone on and all that...
When the shit goes down...
Between you and I...
Just say it.
Have you come to the realization that... Yes.
Just say it.
No, explain it.
What?
Your realization.
Can we hear the question first?
No.
Everybody in this valley is just not up to the standards that I would like them to be. And the ones that are have other problems that I'm too old to deal with, or I've already dealt with them when I was their age, or I don't care. And or they have kids, and that's an automatic negative ghostwriter. So yeah.
So you've realized that there's nobody else.
And you too?
Yeah. I've come to the realization that you are my one true love.
And it's better to just give me what the fuck I want and keep me near.
Don't put it that way.
No? Okay. How would you like to put it?
I would like to put it the fact that I'm not willing to lose you again.
Right.
Ever.
Right. So. Because it sucked.
And
the first...
I also can't stomach the fact of you being with another chick.
I can, but seeing you 3 days a week makes that really hard. Like, I could deal with it if I didn't have to see you anymore.
Yeah.
No problem. Or if I just saw you in town, because that happens. I see everybody in town. We can't go anywhere without either the paparazzi or some girl or just people being like, hey, what's up, Matt?
Yeah, no. And I would have been able to stomach it, too, if it weren't for that. But no, I was coming over here 3 days a week to do this show with you, knowing that you had just fucked some chick in that bed.
Right.
That I slept on for 2 years.
Right.
So that was something that really, really bothered me. And I couldn't do it. And, dude... You're my one, dude. You're the one.
The one that got away?
No, you're the one that I want forever.
Word.
And ever. So, Matt.
That's a long time.
Would you be my boyfriend again?
No, Sean, what's the story?
Ouch.
Morning Glory. Of course. Come on. Isn't that how we rehearsed it?
No.
Oh. Yes, sure. Absolutely. I would love to.
Say that with more meaning. Jesus.
Okay. Now, like, hey, what happened, Sean?
You're a dick.
What? That was. I'm sorry. They don't.
You guys are so gosh darn cute.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you. Thank you.
Aww.
Sean, what happened?
How's it going, guys?
Good, Sean. How are you?
Good.
How was your weekend?
It was righteous, bro.
Word to that.
Yeah.
You came home looking pretty frazzled.
Yeah, I had I finished off my birthday week this weekend, and Saturday had to be probably the best day all fucking week.
Epic?
Epic to the nuts.
Word
Where's
to that.
Bell?
Oh.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right, so here's the story that I fucking made you guys wait to hear. I went out Friday night drinking with a friend, a female friend, just a platonic friend, no big deal. Okay, stayed at her house. We didn't do nothing. We just stayed in the same bed. And then at 8 o'clock in the morning, I wake up to her screaming and fighting with her crazy ex-boyfriend who had just broken into her house.
Whoa, at 8 a.m.?
Yes.
Whoa. Now, if you're going to break into a house, is maybe first thing in the morning? I mean, I give you a 10 for motivation. That's good. I can't even get
to
work.
He's a fucking go-getter, man.
I can't even get to work at 8 a.m. when I'm supposed to be there. This fool's, like, pulling B&Es before 9:30. That's impressive.
Dude, he's probably up all night or something. Who knows?
Right.
He's a go-getter, you know.
Ooh, man.
So anyway, and they're screaming and fighting. She's like, fucking leave.
And this wakes you up.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And I'm
She wasn't like, can you keep it down? I got a guy.
No. Oh, well, okay. Hold on. Let me tell the fucking story.
Sorry.
Okay. Where was I?
8 a.m.
8 a.m. Ex-boyfriend breaks in. I wake up to her screaming, get the fuck out of here. Leave. And I'm just laying in her bed in my fucking underwear. Okay. This is important. That's key to what happens next. And then he says, why? You fucking got somebody up here? And she goes, yeah, Sean's up there. And then I hear, my God, Sean, he's coming upstairs. Run!
Are you serious?
And I'm like, oh, fuck.
She doesn't, like the ladies, man, God. Like, yo, that was cool, but I gotta go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Why would she even... I wouldn't even be like...
No.
Well, because, one, I'm not afraid of this fucker, you know?
Do you know him? Like,
Yeah, I actually grew up with him in
really?
Where I grew up.
In the L.I.?
We went to church together.
The
L.I.
double B.Y.?
Yeah, L.I. double B.Y.
Word.
UFO.
Word.
All right, so...
So he's your age?
Yes.
Okay.
Bigger than me, though.
Yeah? What's his name? Do I know him?
Decently. I'm not going to name any names in this situation.
Fair enough.
Okay. So I jump up out of the bed and I start putting my pants on. Well, he breaks in through the door right as my pants are about up to my knees, like halfway up, and just starts swinging like a fucking a baseball bat, dude, just all over the fucking place, swinging his fists. And, you know, I have a little training in fighting, right?
Yeah, and actually, I didn't know that about you. I knew you had done some training, but I didn't know what belt you hold. Like, that's impressive.
What
I didn't know that.
Belt do you hold?
I'm a black belt.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what.
I didn't know if you wanted that out there, but
it's kind of hard to fight when your pants are around your ankles like a fucking pair of shackles, man.
I've heard that.
Well, anyway, so he's swinging. I managed to dodge all of his punches.
And actually, we saw that in the hit movie Ghetto Fights
That's
4.
That's right.
None of those guys could fight because their pants were pants sagging.
You need a ding on that.
Oh, word to that.
Well, anyway, so we scuffled around for a little bit. It turned into a wrestling match. I got slammed down on the ground.
So he's throwing punches. Did he hit you with any of those?
You know,
I
dodged just about all of them. He grazed me with one. That's why my face was a little swollen the other day.
Yeah. It wasn't really much when I saw it.
No, he grazed me. I managed to not get hurt, thank God.
Yeah, like you came back and I didn't even know. Like,
But I did get choked the fuck out.
Really?
Yeah, I managed to. However, when he was choking the fuck out of me.
So hold on. It turns into a wrestling match after what? Punches are thrown, you trip and fall and go down to the
Pretty
ground?
Pretty much. We're both fucking like, you know, it's a little tiny ass bedroom. You
did
know?
Your dick touch against him at all at any point during that?
It did.
No homo.
You know, no homo.
Yeah, no homo.
No homo.
No, actually, that's what happened. We wound up, it became a wrestling match. And we were on her fucking bed, and I'm in my fucking underwear.
And she comes in with the video. With
She's
the video.
Like, yeah!
No, that's what I'm talking about.
She was off crying, fucking calling the cops and shit, dude.
Oh, no
out.
Shit?
Yeah.
Wow.
This shit went down for real. That's where I was when the shit popped off.
No
dude.
Shit? Well, there you go. You can now. Now you can fully appreciate the chorus that I've written.
I guess.
Where were you? When the shit pops off.
Anyway, so he's choking the fuck out of me in some guillotine fucking move. And I managed to reach my two fingers up and hook around the back of his collarbone.
Like
the skin. And I dug my thumb in and I started reefing on it. And he let go.
Yeah, you can't hold on to shit when that...
No, he did not like that. I mean, he cinched up pretty good when I did that. And
it
about fucking put me out. I thought this fucker was going to break my neck.
Damn, dude. Big arms and shit? Like, big
he's,
dude?
He's bigger. He's, you know, a little bit bigger than me.
Taller, more
probably
built.
Probably not 50 or 60 pounds. Not huge, but...
Enough.
You know. Yeah.
And
enough.
So if your pants... If you were prepared and this was a dojo match, would you have come out on top?
What's
if
that?
Your pants were... If you didn't get caught with your pants around your ankles, as they say, would you have... Would that have happened? Would you have come out on
top?
Well,
maybe. I mean, I it would have been a lot easier for me to just, like, jump up in the air and kick him in the face, you know? But
right. You can't do that with pants around
your ankle. No, instead I got one hand on my pants, the other hand up trying to defend myself, and I'm ducking and dodging in this tiny ass fucking room, you know?
And actually, now that I think about it, there's only really one or two things you can do well with your pants around your ankles.
I'm gonna show our live viewers the road rash. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, no, please. Definitely show them.
Let me see.
Camera three there.
Can you guys see that?
But yeah, neither of the things I can think of would be helpful in a fight, so. Unless you're fighting chicks.
He slammed me pretty fucking hard, but I did uppercut him in the balls once, and that
really
slowed him down, but surprisingly not that much.
Wow. Do you think it was because his pants were also a little sagged?
I think he was on a psychotic rage.
Ah.
Is what it was.
I don't know, dude. I would think that no matter how nuts some dude was, a good placed kick to the nuts will drop any man that still has nuts.
Well, I might have just grazed him. I don't know. He just grazed me.
It might have been little nuts. I don't know.
Maybe. It happened fast. He might have been high on fucking drugs
PCP?
Or something, dude.
You don't know.
Yeah, dude, meth or like PCP or coke. Well, or let's see.
Would a sober gentleman break into a house? He didn't even knock. He just like kicked the door down, right?
Actually, he came in through the back door, which ironically I failed to lock after smoking a cigarette and then passing out.
That is ironic. That absolutely is
definition of
huh.
Wow.
So how did it end? Like, what happened?
Well, after he let go of me in the choke, you know, he kind of bolted out of the room. Sorry.
Oh, he really?
Because the girl came into the room. Right when this is going
with
down.
A loaded 45 in one hand, a baby in the other, breastfeed,
and a 40,
right.
And so he chased her out of the room. I put my pants on, ran downstairs outside, where, you know, it was like, all right, it's game time. Let's do this.
Now my pants are on. Let's fucking
you
do this.
Fight me now, fucker. And then she tells him how we didn't sleep together, and he just. It's like, oh, fuck, blah, you know, we can be friends, I'm sorry, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and at that point, I'm like, dude, you better just get the fuck out of my face, you know?
Wow. Did he pass you out with the choke?
Almost.
Close?
Almost, man. It was
kind of scary. Did you start seeing black? Really? That's crazy.
I started getting kind of freaked out.
Hmm.
I was a little scared at that point. He was gonna like he could because he was cinching fucking hard.
I hate that feeling of like when you're about to black out and like you can you know the shit starts closing. You're like oh fuck oh fuck oh fuck oh fuck. You drop. Oh god, dude, it's bad.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Well, I've been knocked out.
I've hit my head on like doors and shit and done, but I don't think I've ever like not been able to breathe and passed out.
It's a scary
this
feeling.
One time,
yeah, it's a really scary feeling, dude.
At the beach in California, I got. Pummeled by a pretty good sized wave, and it was before I knew that you were supposed to just lay there and let yourself come to the top, and I was struggling and I came really close to blacking out, but I've never actually like knocked out because of it. So did the cops show up after or?
Yeah, pretty much right about that point the cops showed up
and you guys
and
look like a
him.
Typical wife beater
on
pet.
it's too much. I got my shirt off, I'm in my
awesome.
Shorts all fucked
that motherfucker
up
and came in, he was fucking my wife.
Yeah.
So what happened? They talked to you? And
they talked to us. They arrested him.
Oh, really?
And then
so
we
he
went
was,
and had breakfast. Yeah.
Really?
And, yeah.
Huh. So will you be going back for round two, as they say?
With which one? Oh!
Oh, come on! Either or, bud.
Actually, I think I'm gonna... I do have to confront this guy.
Even though he last left you with, I'm sorry, we can be friends.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Are you pissed at him? Like, do you have some rage building up just talking about this, or?
Not really.
Pretend
that
I'm
weird? I don't know.
I don't know. Did you
I'm
not
kind of the calm, cool, collected person in a confrontation,
yeah.
You know?
You kind of have to be, though, if you're going to.
Even when my pants around my ankles and I'm ducking like a chicken fucking with his head cut off.
God, man. I would have paid money. Oh, man. Next time that happens, you got to text me, dude. I will be right
there. All I got to say at this point in my life, I'm surprised it hadn't happened sooner.
That is true.
That some ex-boyfriend didn't kick in a door and try to fuck me up or something.
That is true. You fucked a lot of people's ex-girlfriends.
Amesby says, was the sex worth the fight or did you guys really not have sex?
Yeah, so how was the sex?
We didn't do that.
Okay. Fair enough. Right.
We had breakfast. We
was
went
the,
to have breakfast.
Was the breakfast.
Breakfast.
Delicious. And very fulfilling.
Was it worth the fight? Would you fight him again for breakfast with her?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. So, no jail time? Like, did he do time? Is he still in jail?
Well, I don't know.
Have you talked to her since?
Nope.
Can
her
we
cell
call?
Phone? No, her cell phone is temporarily shut off.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Sometimes when it... How many kids does she have?
A couple.
Okay. So I'm just saying.
She's a little older lady. She's
old. How old?
Not that much older.
How does old? She
5 or 6 years.
Does she do karaoke here?
No.
Okay.
No.
She's the only girl that age range that I could think of. Anyway.
No.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad
Thanks.
He didn't kill you.
Yeah.
Now, did you learn anything from this?
Do
you think, perhaps, it would have been easier and quicker to just take the pants back off rather than try to finish putting them on?
Or just leave them off to begin with grab
well,
them.
Well, he was already trying to put them on before he was in the room.
At the moment, I had, neither option. I was pulling them up, the door opened, I looked, and he swung as soon as he saw me.
Was on you, huh?
Pretty much.
That's crazy.
And then I was just ducking like crazy, because he's just, throwing punches left and right, and I'm just trying not to get knocked the fuck out.
Right.
My pants
right.
down.
Right. That would have been a lot more fun to explain. That would have been a better story.
No, I wouldn't have told that story.
How was your night? Good.
That was fine.
I'm going to bed.
What happened to your face, dude?
I'm going to bed.
I fell.
No, I'm going to go play StarCraft.
Yeah. I was sparring. So, how is the StarCraft campaign going?
Yeah,
are you
dude,
on?
Going
no
good.
Shit.
How many planets are you king of?
Well, I pretty much stopped single player, and now I'm working on the multiplayer experience. And
you beat the single player?
No.
Oh.
No, I just stopped playing it.
Oh. Are you stuck?
No, I'll play it again some more. I'm more interested in playing online now, getting my player versus player skills up there.
He needs a strategy guide so he can get out of that spot.
Oh, no, I just need to do sparring. Keep playing it, and I'll get better and better.
You can Google, walkthroughs if you're stuck.
I've glanced at one.
Oh, yeah? Did it help?
For online. Just a simple build order.
That's all. You need to have a proper build order. See, I didn't even know something like that existed. But as soon as you said it, it made sense.
And you know what?
That does make sense.
That's optimal.
It's a computer program.
Strategy.
There's a right way to do it. Yes, Dana.
We were having awesome sex on, Sunday night, right?
Right.
And, he's out here playing StarCraft.
With the noise-canceling headphones on.
I walk out in my, baggy-ass blue jeans, my bra, and an open flannel shirt, just chilling. And I'm like, what's up? He's like, nice tits. And he goes awesome. Right back to StarCraft.
Fucking A, dude.
She's like, yeah, blah, blah, just a broad blah. She starts going off about her boobs. I'm not even looking. I'm just like, yeah, yeah.
I'm
She's like, look. Look at him,
I'm like, look at my awesome rack. Tell me they're not awesome. He's like, I love StarCraft.
I love StarCraft. I'm
sorry. Sex is obsolete now. I love StarCraft.
It was so funny. I was like, oh, God, dude. Are you serious? I'm walking around the house, pretty much topless, and the fucker's just playing StarCraft.
Yep.
Well, that's because that's my homie. I can trust this guy.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Much.
She's like, I'm not even going to bother.
Yeah, I was like, fuck it, dude. You know,
I used
anybody
to live
else,
here.
If it was anybody else, yeah, I'd probably actually put on clothes, but I was like, nah, it's just Sean.
Who cares?
It's cool.
Yeah.
Who cares? We've
Look
tried
at the kitty.
We've
much.
Tried to fuck him multiple times. He won't throw me the bone, so who cares? Fuck it.
Sorry, bro.
Here it is. So, another guy.
I got Danny's back, though, if you got her front. If you
Word
know what I mean.
Hey.
I know
homie,
what you mean.
Got your back, homie.
I know
it's
what
nice
you mean.
It's nice and stretched out. I think I'm going to get that in there this time.
What's a piece of Tupperware and a walrus have in common?
What?
They're both looking for a tight seal.
Come on. So, while we're talking about this awful, awful game addiction here, there was a guy in... This is so horrible. At 12:30 on Tuesday, thousands of eager fans finally managed to get their hands on StarCraft II, the sequel to the game which has sold more than 11 million copies worldwide. Is that a lot? That doesn't seem like a lot. That's not bragging rights.
It's only
been
out for a couple days, so it's not too shab.
The first one, though, has been out since 90 fucking 6, and it's only sold 98. 11... 98.
Yeah.
Like 11 million copies, I don't know. That just doesn't seem like a lot.
I think it's supposed to be like the number one PC game of all time, though.
At only 11 million copies? Really?
Well, more
There's like 500 million on Facebook. You can't tell me at least half of those people don't play this
crap. More people are into console gaming anymore than computer gaming.
Well, how many people are in the World of Warcraft world? Maybe they're busy doing that.
I don't know. Yeah, pretty much.
I can't get away from this game to
play
that game.
We lost a lot of good soldiers to World of Warcraft.
Fucking A, dude. Some of them haven't come back yet.
They never will.
So at this Digital Life Mall, Funan Digital Life Mall, the venue for the sequel's release on Tuesday estimated the number of fans to be over 10,000.
Hmm.
That's awful. You can go in there and just smell the virginity, I bet. Like, do you smell that? I've never had pussy.
Or the Noxzema, or like...
Right, the Mountain Dew.
The clean and clear facial
and grease.
Scrub. Yeah,
balls.
Hairspray, gel, all that stupid stuff.
This guy, he's a student chef. He had been waiting since 11 a.m. the previous day. As a hardcore fan...
The previous day.
Quote, as a hardcore fan for more than 10 years, I wanted to come in early to see how Blizzard sets up the stage because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, he said. You know, until StarCraft 3 comes out and then, you know, StarCraft 4 and then... Wait till Diablo comes out, the new Diablo they're making.
Oh yeah,
or that's out.
Hey, maybe they'll come up with a new game.
Yeah, right.
You think so?
Maybe they'll come out with a new movie.
Yeah. Dude, you look at them. Good luck. They're banking it on World of Warcraft, Diablo, StarCraft.
But you know what's funny?
Come on, man.
Is all those games are all one company. That's all Blizzard.
Exactly, and they're all good fucking games.
I guess, but they're all the same. They're just
Diablo and WoW.
It's the same exact game engine. Well, with different textures laid over it. This
StarCraft
one's
and Warcraft are.
This one's ogres and medieval shit.
Warcraft 3 was different, but StarCraft and Warcraft World of Warcraft, that's more like EverQuest, you know?
Yeah.
That's a MMORPG.
Thank you.
StarCraft's more like a massive multiplayer strategy war simulator.
This guy, there's a picture here. This guy, I'll put a link
He's
to
crying.
The chat. He actually broke down and started... crying because he was so happy he was the first person to get the game. Seen here weeping like a little girl that just opened a unicorn on her birthday. 23-year-old Singaporean. And you know what's not fun about this?
What?
Have you ever seen like Asians or that whole culture, like when they cry? It's not like when Americans cry or white people or
when
you know,
like
but it's weird because their eyes are already it's weird. Huh. I don't like never make an Asian cry.
That's an interesting sentiment.
It's sad.
Thank you.
It's very sad.
I would have cried too to be the first one to have it.
Really?
Yeah.
You probably were.
I cried a little on the way home from Target when I bought it.
Wow, dude. Cried because now you have no money to buy cigarettes?
Pretty much.
But you're like, that's cool. I'll just smoke mats. No big deal.
Not a big deal.
Not a big deal. But hey, I offered you some cigarettes today, and what did you tell me?
I said no, trying to wean myself off of cigarettes.
And why?
Well,
let's talk about this. I told you we wouldn't, but I really want to.
Hmm.
That fight made you really get introvert and think about where your life is and how it's been going.
Pretty much.
And now what was it, though? Like, the fact that you got choked out like a bitch so quick? Or was it...
Well, in my defense, he was a state champion wrestler.
Really?
Yeah, he wasn't no fucking
schmuck. You kind of...
He couldn't punch very fast, but I'm sure if he would have landed one, it would have
Which is why he
hurt.
got you on the ground.
Yeah.
You failed to leave out that bit of detail.
Pretty much.
Okay,
I said it turned into a wrestling match.
I take back the bitch comment.
Thank you.
So, what aren't you happy about? You don't like living here with me, doing a podcast, doing construction? You're doing Jesus's work.
He misses me,
It was
dude.
A lot better
That's
job back
is.
Then, dude.
Construction was?
When Jesus was doing it.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
They made a lot more money.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
They built where they lived. I don't think you could do that now by yourself.
No. It was a father-to-son trade in those days. Now you can only learn it from pretty much any older drunk guy that works on a fucking job
that
site,
you meet
dude.
At the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then again, you gotta think, too, everything was kind of that way. Like, all the real trades were all passed down through families and shit.
That's true.
Even the king.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, on a serious note, yeah, it did kind of make me think a little bit and evaluate where I'm at, you know, and what's going on.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well,
nothing.
Probably.
Just made me think
I'm gonna
about
play StarCraft.
Oh, God.
Well, if by playing StarCraft, you are following the dream you have of being a StarCraft game player, tester, whatever you said.
Mm. World champion.
Right, that's
Most
what
of
it
them
was.
Are Asian, though, as it turns out.
Wow.
They're hard to beat.
They are hard to beat.
They're good.
Do you think maybe you need to contract out and hire some Asian gold farmers?
Hmm, maybe.
Could give you the
yes.
edge. That could give you the edge you've been looking for. In the world of StarCraft.
That's right. The worlds.
Do you think they'll make that next? Do
you know,
they saw
you know
how
what
much
I think
money
they'll do? Actually, that's another popular thing. Instead of like the fantasy, like dwarves and elves, some companies do like the futuristic space, you know, like StarCraft. But it's not like overview, you're commanding an army, you're a soldier in it. And it's just
right,
a constant
like,
war going on.
Like Halo.
Kind of, yeah. But then they kind of mix it with a kind of role-playing type mechanics and
interesting.
I think Blizzard
like Final
will do
Fantasy.
Kind
of. See, nothing's new, Sean. Come
yeah.
on.
Well, no, that's the that's
Metal
a trend
Gear
right now.
Right,
yeah.
Like Splinter Cell, like every other
kind
first-person
of,
shooter.
Well, like
yeah.
a game called Planet Side. If any of our listeners are familiar with that, you can Google it.
Never heard of it. Is that you? The game you made?
No.
Oh, right.
It's a game that. You know, StarCraft will probably take a similar direction
right.
as that game.
Galactor says Half-Life, Counter-Strike, Team Fortress, all the same engine, all that Valve engine, Half-Life
yes.
2 and stuff. But it's kind of different in the sense that, like, each game does different things. Like, these games that we're talking about, it's all the same exact shit. The same multiplayer, the
kind
same
of.
Everything. I don't play games anymore. They're just so... You have to keep buying... the most expensive, or at least, you know, near the top of the line computer hardware, if you're playing PC games, granted. Mm. Console games are all the same, but... like
PC games outdate
quickly,
hardware
quick. So
quickly. Oh, yeah.
It's retarded. And
but,
then,
dude, the 3D renderings are getting pretty
well, yeah,
amazing.
I remember when they first made the PhysX chip, and now, like, that's coming standard in
remember
all this
Remember Virtua Fighter, the first
do you remember
3D
the,
rendered game?
Do you remember the Virtual Boy? That
no.
Game Boy virtual reality thing? I had one of those. My brother had
huh.
one.
Huh. You know, I think I kind of cool. do remember that.
It was like this big red helmet with a tripod. It was so, like, not portable. You had to, like, have a good 10-foot radius
and
around
it just had two screens in it where your
basically,
eyes were,
basically,
right?
But it lined up in a way that it looked 3D. It was kind of cool. But you had to play, like, with your head stuck in this, like, binocular setup thing. And it was just, I don't know. It was
yeah,
hard to look
that.
Cool when you were playing that thing.
Yeah, hey, Chris says, when Diablo 3 comes out, I might go missing for a few months with Mark.
Yeah, Mark goes missing about every 3 to 6 months for about 3 months when a new game comes out like that.
Oh, God, man. I was never into... Like, I like watching people do the
I
RPGs
played...
and shit like that because it's cool and I like the storylines, but I don't have the time and patience to actually sit there and do it myself. Like, I want to walk out, make a sandwich and shit, and come back and catch up on where they're at, you know?
Sean had two friends over last night that were watching him play StarCraft.
Yes. I'm,
nerds.
I'm getting very skilled. They were in awe.
He had a crowd here. They were, like, smoking weed and just watching
they're
him
like,
play.
They're like, damn, Sean, you are good at this game.
You're magical with that mouse. Clicking, dude.
Fuck yeah.
The only one I ever played was Warcraft 1, and I liked it at first, but then as it got harder and you had more shit to keep track of, my brain doesn't work that way well.
Yeah.
I don't like having a whole bunch of shit. I like having one and a gun or a crowbar, and I'm good. But that, and like, I would just hate it. I would get so frustrated with it and be like, well, this is dumb. Next. Then I played MechWarrior.
Oh, I love
anyway,
that game. That was a shit back
loved
in the day,
it.
Dude.
Loved it. So check this shit out. Going back, I'm sorry, real quick, going back to what you were talking about with the whole fight thing and reexamining your life, Amesby said something about, I don't know where it's at. She said something about maybe you just need to find a nice girl without any crazy exes busting through the door, and you'll be happy again.
Well, wish me luck,
do you
buddy.
Well, no, I'm just saying, do you think that's why you reexamine things? Like, if that never would have happened, would you just have kept going down this path of destruction and StarCraft?
Maybe.
Hmm. All right.
I don't know. I will say I was a little ashamed of myself
that you didn't
that
just
got,
like
that. I got I didn't get beat up, but I definitely lost.
You didn't,
I did
like,
not win that fight.
You were upset that you didn't just throw a Hadouken fireball at him.
Hadouken!
And then, like, Haru get just uppercut his ass and be done.
Yeah,
he caught you with your pants down, bro. That's just how it goes.
Pretty much.
Oh, well. A drunk woman, this could have been you, but opposite.
Hmm.
A drunk woman rammed her stiletto heel through her boyfriend's eye and into his brain during an argument in a taxi. That's so awesome. Could you imagine a stiletto, like, she had to have held it like this, right? And then, like,
jabbed it
into the eye.
Ooh.
But if you do that, it's going downward. It wouldn't have went into your brain. Like, she had to have shanked him with it.
What
I
if
think.
She just palmed it and just held it straight and just
held
boom.
His neck and then, like, just in the eye? Okay, that makes sense. Stacy Hargrace, 33, was in the back of a cab when she kicked Gavin Taylor, 28, after he turned around in the front seat. Hey.
Ooh.
What?
Ouch.
The prosecutor said Hargrace was wearing 3-inch high stiletto heels, one of which caused her boyfriend serious injuries. Quote,
ow.
Yeah, dude. And those aren't even that sharp. Like, that is...
Stilettos?
Stilettos,
the base of a stiletto is like the size of your iris, dude. That jabby...
Yeah, but your eye's just a fluidy ball.
Well, I get that, but
I'm...
You
take something sharp to pop it.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, that's a pretty blunt piece of material to...
Push it hard enough, it'll go in.
That'd be fucking painful as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. Especially if he bought her those. Could you imagine?
Ouch, irony.
I know, right? Now you gotta throw them away and shit and forget it. You'll get them back in the divorce. Do you think you can... does this come into play during divorce proceedings?
Hmm. Depends on who you are, I guess. Most people, yes.
Yes?
Lots of violence.
Well, Your Honor, she stabbed me in the eye with her stiletto that I purchased, and that's why I'm asking for them back in the divorce.
Yes.
She can have the kids. I want the stiletto.
Right.
Quote, the heel of one shoe went through the left eye of Mr. Gavin Taylor and fractured the socket and entered his brain and caused a blood vessel to burst.
Holy
shit. Dude. Is
like,
his
so
brain
through,
fucked up?
Through the skull, right? Is there, or does
no.
the socket go straight through
yes.
to the... Okay. Thank you for the
no
anatomy
scholar.
Lesson.
Wow.
I thought there was, like, something there.
No.
So if you popped out eyes, you could just poke the brain?
No, there's nerves and muscle tissue. And,
is there?
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Come on.
How do you know?
Because
you
I did. I fucking studied anatomy
out?
In high school and in fucking college.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. I don't know. I kind of want to...
You can totally push back.
Because when people...
You can shove your finger in there, and yes, you can touch brain.
But when people are missing their eye, like, there looks like there's a piece of bone back there.
I think it's just your nasal cavity is right behind
there.
Yeah,
it's
and then
nasal
some,
cavity and muscle surrounding it.
You're like ocular fucking...
It does go in pretty far.
Don't stick your finger in there.
Huh.
God.
It's interesting.
Pop your eye out. Let's take a look.
Okay, let me get that out of there real
quick.
Let me
go grab a spoon.
Quick gander.
Awesome. He began coughing up blood and slumped into unconsciousness following the attack. Lucky him. Could you imagine being conscious for that? Like,
no.
Stiletto still hanging out of your eye, like,
nah.
Smelling her feet, just, ugh.
Nah.
Ugh. He was taken to the hospital where his condition initially deteriorated before eventually making a surprising recovery. The victim was taken... to the hospital, then transferred to a specialist. He underwent 2 operations and was in hospital for a month. The prosecutor said she could not recall the incident, but told officers she may have kicked out and unintentionally caused the injuries. She did that with it still on her foot?
Yeah, that's the only way it would be angled up.
Oh, no shit, that makes sense. I was thinking she totally, like, was like, oh, excuse me, and, like, took it off and then...
No.
Like, shanked him with it. Oh,
damn.
Man, that's a lot of pressure, too, with
yeah.
the kick. A good solid kick to the eyeball.
He's not brain damaged or anything?
I don't know. The other woman got arrested. They were both drunk. That's important to note.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Anything else?
No. He got into the cab and then... the taxi driver Muhammad Akbar.
Of course.
Not even making that up. He said Mr. Taylor had chosen not to take part of the court case. The driver, Muhammad, told the jury that he noticed his front seat passenger turn around after he had been arguing with her. He said he saw a foot coming between the two seats, and the man in the front then shouting, "My eye! My eye!" And that's awesome.
That's all
true.
She wrote.
True story.
I know a guy. Yeah. So, good luck.
Damn, dude.
A 14-year-old in Manchester. This is kind of fucked up. She was forced into prostitution and then sexually abused by a series of men, not just man,
but
by multiple men.
Oh, it's horrible.
After going missing from her home, 9 men in all were convicted in connection with the abuse. The girl described as vulnerable was, quote, really? The girl described as a nymphomaniac and totally out of control. No, that's, of course she was vulnerable. She was 14.
Well, that's how you trick women into being prostitutes.
You prey on the vulnerable ones?
Oh, yeah. That's step one of the game, man.
Oh, shit. I must have missed that day.
Then you get them hooked on drugs.
That's what I remember. See, I remember that was the first lesson. So you actually have to start with them vulnerable.
Pretty much.
Maybe that's why that hasn't been working. I'm just like trying to give girls drugs, and they're like,
strong-willed women. They're harder to break, but you can do it.
Wow.
It just takes longer.
Oh my God.
You just gotta beat them more.
Whoa.
Jesus, Sean.
Well, you know, though, that's just how the pimp game works. Sorry.
You want your hit, honey? Come here and suck this cock.
I'm informed, son.
It's a cold world, son. You don't know.
Shit.
She was, quote, used as a commodity for sexual activity with the men, the police said. A commodity. Huh. I wonder if her stock was up or down. Probably down. The cop said she had been through an absolutely horrifying ordeal. Police said the girl who went first missing on February 16th, 08, had been abused by a number of different men as she went from one vulnerable situation to another. Do you think they just, like, passed her down? Like, hey, I just lost my number 3 hoe. And this other dude was like, well, you're in luck, my friend. I happen to have a number 3 hoe. That I think will suit your needs. And then, you know, hoes have a very short shelf life. I don't know if you know this
or not.
There's
a turnover rate from hell in
the
hoe business.
It's pretty much.
It's right up there with, like, the restaurant business. Just, it's horrible.
I think a little worse.
You think?
Probably.
Hmm.
I wouldn't, yeah.
I think you get better perks this way.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you
at
get
least,
better benefits.
At least you get to do drugs.
Depending on your pimp.
At a fucking cook job, you have to actually pay money for drugs. This place, they're just, like, giving them out like candy, like it's free. Tough economy, though. This is the one real strong business venture that
why isn't
still
it
thriving?
Legal?
I don't know.
Come on.
First pot, then prostitution. That's
Let's
what
take
I
the
say.
Rape and violence out of prostitution, please.
That's right.
Let's
you know,
legalize it.
By having it, you could use all of the exact same arguments as for pot.
Oh,
you
yeah,
say,
of course
by
you could.
By keeping it illegal, you're driving this dark black market of pimping and drug addiction. If it was legal, we would sell them. They would not be on drugs. We would drug test our hoes. 100% pure. Mm.
Red light district style type
That's
of deal.
Right.
Exactly. I'm sure their hooker murder rate isn't near as high as it is in America. Dude.
But if you're 14, then still probably you should wait.
Yeah, most likely.
I'm glad this story went from that to you should legalize it. If it was legalized, this would never have happened.
Pretty much.
Oh my God.
Awesome.
So I'm pro prostitution.
Okay.
I'm gonna be a lobbyist for it.
I fully agree.
Yeah.
In a statement issued following the convictions, the girl said, quote, "These people exploit young girls, introduce them to prostitution, feed them drugs and alcohol, and tell them they love them." Ho, you know I love you.
Wasn't I just saying?
Is that the manipulation part?
That's the game.
Do you have to love your hoes?
You know, a good pimp does.
Yeah. Quote, "I just hope or I know this has happened. I know this because it has happened to me and it has changed my life enormously. I just hope that people will be more aware of this now and will be able to prevent this from happening to other vulnerable young girls. Doesn't every time this happens, they always say that and it still hasn't happened? Like, it's still not being prevented.
And you know why?
Because it's illegal.
That's right, Matt.
She should be the poster child. I mean, the poster 18-year-old.
Well, yeah, let's not do that.
There's too many dumb young girls out there that are bored.
But why are the girls dumb and young?
I don't know.
Because their parents are dumb and young.
Exactly.
So you attack the problem.
Daddy left. That's what happened. Daddy left and didn't beat the shit out of you for dressing like a slut when you walked out of the house. My daddy wouldn't let me out of the fucking house if I dressed like a slut.
So you're saying,
like, oh, here's a pair of jeans and a t-shirt.
Little factoid.
Oh, please.
Most girls that are prostitutes usually wind up doing it because they got, like, molested.
Oh, really?
By their fathers or father figures at young ages. And
I thought those were strippers.
I didn't want to say that because stripping's more legitimate, and I didn't want to downplay that.
More,
you know,
legal,
yeah,
if you will.
But, and I was a stripper, so...
So, were you beaten and or abused?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Well, positive.
Okay.
Not everybody, I'm just saying.
I just want some money.
Some people know that you can make good money at it.
Yeah,
you know,
I just want some money.
Some professions always attract a similar type, you know?
Right, right.
Like, construction workers, usually beer-drinking fucking rednecks, you know?
Like rappers, for instance.
Rappers?
Usually white, living in the country.
These days.
These days, what the fuck? How is the how's the rap game going?
It's going good. We got there might be a third show that week.
Really?
On the 13th.
Fucking A.
In the canyon.
Nice.
At the Packers Roost.
Yeah, I probably won't be going. Wait.
Really? Because I was hoping come and bring your gun with you. That way
problems. You are aware that the Packers Roost is a biker fag bar, right?
I've rapped there before.
Really?
Yes.
And you are still alive. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Are bikers these days... Is this the new millennia? Bikers listening to white rappers?
Dude, we did a show there, and everybody was kind of hating on us. Some people were liking it, but there were two, like, at least in their 60s, an older couple of old, busted-up rednecks bumping and grinding while
really?
We were rapping.
Did you do the song Bump and Grind?
No.
Okay. You should have.
It touched my heart a little bit. See a couple old rednecks... doing the Humpty Dump to one of my rap songs.
That's awesome.
Yes.
All right. Well, moving on. Last story here tonight. This is so awesome. There was two 12-year-old boys, and they were making a homemade slingshot.
Okay.
But the two 12...
Now, was it like a regular slingshot,
no.
Or was it a big, big one?
Yeah.
Oh, every kid tries to make one of those.
Yeah. Well, this
they succeeded. It fucked up.
Yeah, this didn't end so well. You can add homemade large slingshots to the list of things that have killed more people than marijuana.
All right.
The two 12-year-old boys took their homemade slingshot to the park to launch stuff. A baseball, rocks, chunks of concrete, you know, the huge. Their device, a length of surgical tubing stretched between the tops of two posts, could fire items high enough into the air that they left craters in the ground when they landed.
Whoa.
That's awesome. But when the boys tried to launch a 5-pound rock, the fun turned horribly tragic. The rock shot a short distance into the air, then fell directly on one boy's chest.
Oh,
and this is Minneapolis. Thank you. He died at the hospital.
Horrible.
Quote, there was nothing suspicious, just a tragic accident, the chief said. The department said it appeared the boys secured the tubing and its nylon sling horizontally between 2 9-foot-tall football posts.
Whoa.
On the playground. One boy would stretch the tubing to the other boy, who would be lying on the ground between the posts. They would load projectiles into the sling. And then it was a modified fanny pack. That's what they used for the sling.
Really?
That's pretty clever, though.
Pretty ingenious. A giant slingshot, like, looks just like a giant slingshot.
Fanny pack. Yeah, they're
like a little fork, little pouch.
I got these from my 38-year-old father. He never wears it anymore.
Wow. And I thought I did dumb shit when I was a kid.
Yeah, right. Do you remember fanny packs?
I do.
Awesome. I was a fan of those when I was a kid.
I was a kid in the 80s, and that's when, like, they were big.
Yeah, dude, I had all sorts of crazy shit in mind, like knives and lighters and just, you know, things a kid shouldn't have out in the open.
I did not do the fanny pack thing. You remember, girls...
We're a little
girls,
older than you.
Well, what girls did is I liked the little small backpack things.
Oh,
what
yeah.
about the swatches?
I remember swatches.
Yeah.
Gotta blame the Swiss
Pogs.
For that.
Pogs. That was a 90s thing.
I was too old for Pogs.
Oh. Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, I did that.
Only high, but yeah.
Right. Well, okay. It was still a cultural
you could almost
cornerstone when we were kids.
For
you know,
me, Magic the Gathering for me was a gateway drug.
Was it?
I never would have started snorting Ritalin if I wouldn't have played Magic the Gathering.
Wow, you too, huh?
Yeah, right? Everyone had a friend with ADD.
Yeah, Amesby says, I like snap bracelets. Remember those?
I remember those. Sure. Those were cool.
Or the jelly bracelets back when they came out.
You know what was really cool about those is you could get, like, kind of a hard-on and then, like, slap it, and it would totally...
Oh, God.
Anyway.
What about slip and slide?
Yes.
The shit.
Anything else?
Slip and slide was a great way to, like, fucking fuck yourself up when you were a kid, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the first time you learned not to, like, lay it in front of a tree?
Yeah.
Like, you'll never go that far.
I just remember rolling it out and getting a running start as hard and fast I fucking could. I'm like, I'm going to slide the whole thing.
And then just tearing your face up in the grass.
Just jumping and you slide for a little bit, and then you hit, like, a fucking root and it, like, breaks a rib or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
oh, man.
You gotta check for, like, shit when you roll that fucker out. Put it in, like, a sand pit.
Yeah, I had a lot better. Of bruised ribs.
Those were
thing.
A lot. Those were really fun, too, in the wintertime. You'd, like, roll them out kind of down a hill and then just, like, get water on them until they froze.
You know, kids have it lucky these days.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of shit for kids these days is safe. When we were kids...
Well, except the toys from China. Have lead in them.
What about playground equipment? When I was a kid, it was concrete and steel.
Yeah?
Yeah, me too.
We didn't have pads on the football posts in case you ran into them.
No.
Do you think that's a problem today of why kids are such fucking whiny little pussies?
Well, I think they probably get hurt a little tiny bit less when they're playing in a big old sandbox full of wood chips on their jungle gym instead of, you know,
plastic padded jungle gym.
A giant jungle gym made of steel with bolts and shit. And
with fucking metal spikes sticking out of it and everything.
Fucking rebar sticking up on concrete.
Yeah, dude. Those were the good old days.
Yes.
All right, well, anything else before we get the F out?
No, I'm good. I'm about to pass out. I am so fucking tired. Yeah, I'm a little
Some sleep tonight.
Tired.
Huh?
I feel like her. I'm fucking beat.
Well, you've
literally
been up putting in 8 hours a night playing StarCraft.
That's right.
So
and getting my ass whooped.
Yeah, and getting in
and
fights.
Drunk.
Right.
And
I
working.
Just still have family issues, and I'm having a rough fucking time. So another bad day, and I want to end it by going to bed.
Well, does it help now that we're cool?
Yes.
Awesome.
It does very much, actually.
Well, now you gotta rock.
If I didn't have you with me, I'd probably fucking go insane and probably kill myself or someone else.
We can still do that.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Remember, September 25th, 404.
Not found.
In 406 for episode 404 live audience show, September 25th at Anna's. TheJamHole.com/forums or the Facebook group. There's links in the show notes, of course. Email us info@TheJamHole.com. TheJamHole.com is where all our shit's at. 406-204-4687 or 406-848-1739. Text me. We'll see you guys Wednesday. We'll see you guys tomorrow for the Hotbox.
Wednesday
for the Jam Hole. Thursday for me just blowing my fucking brains out.
I'll be there.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.